When we walk out of here shortly, it will be dark outside, but not completely dark. There are street lights, there are house lights, there's the moon, the stars, and the ever-present background glow from the steelworks. We spent a few years living and ministering on Norfolk Island, which is a little island right out in the middle of the ocean, halfway between here and New Zealand. There is no steelworks. There are no city lights. I was going to say there's no street lights. There is. There's one outside the fish and chip shop. People say, I'll meet you under the streetlight. I once took a midnight service on Christmas Eve, and it was an overcast, cloudy night. And when everybody had left and I finished and I turned off the lights in the church and turned round to walk home, I realised that it was pitch black. The moon and the stars were hidden. There was no street light near where Louis lived, and every sensible person had long gone to bed and turned off all their house lights. And between me and home, I knew there were three fences, one of which was barbed wire, two cattle grids and two gates, and I could not see my hand in front of my face. It was one of the most disconcerting experiences of my life. And I'm here to tell you, it's not until you find yourself completely in the dark that you realise just how much we need light. Isaiah predicted the birth of Jesus when he said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." Who are these people walking in darkness and in the shadow of death? Well, it's us. We are. We like to think that we're enlightened, we're intelligent, we're educated, and we know more about ourselves and our universe than any generation that has gone before us. We've made enormous leaps forward in science and medicine and technology, but in some ways, we're as much in the dark as we ever were, if not more so. Because while we've been exploring ourselves and our world, we've been ignoring the one who made us, the one who gave us this world to live in and the life that we live. And so when it comes to the most important issues in life, the search for meaning, the questions surrounding our purpose and our destiny, where we can find hope, where does our future lie? These questions we have no answers for. We're stumbling around in the dark. But Jesus came to give us light into our darkness, to open our eyes to the truth that we had lost, to save us from ourselves and from our sins, to lead us back to God, to open the gate of glory, to be the way, the truth, and the life, to bring healing and to bring hope. And the big question of Christmas is, will I come to him and walk in the light, or will I turn my back and continue to walk in darkness? John wrote in that passage Brendan just read for us, "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." He came to bring light in our darkness. He came as the Son of God to invite us to be children of God. And I pray that that message and that light and that truth might shine in your heart and in your home this Christmas time. Let me finish with this blessing or benediction. May your face shine in the light of Christ's love. May your spirit rejoice in the gift of his salvation. May your heart be still in the presence of his peace. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of Christ. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.